Yes, we don't agree with them. So there's actually two conditions, one for the NRPP, and actually two parts to that condition, one for the NRPP, and also specifically pointing out that we need a delineation for that area or a letter from the DNR that says there is no wetland there.
Okay, so if you find that you do have complications of that, is it going to come back or come to Plat Commission? Or are you going to, what's the...
The condition would be NRPP review and approval by staff. The only thing that's coming back is the landscape plan to the Plan Commission.
Okay, what if a building has to change? Because 16 years is a long time for water change. So that's okay,
yes,
by the district
gentleman.
If there's some major change, you're going to work with them?
Or? If there's a major changes, yes, we would work with them. I suspect that they would have concerns, and they'd probably want to bring it back.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion of motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. See how I did that?
Very good.
And
very
over
good.
Everybody.
Yep.
Item 4, R.A. Smith Professional Services Contract for Wetland Determination on 34th and 36th in Madison. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, the agreement that's in here is... says it's services for computing and imposing water impact fees and non-residential land development. And the item on the agenda is for a wetland delineation. And then it's signed by some staff person, not a company person. And page 82 has three items for checking off that I'm wondering if we are checking any of those off.
Wait. First, let's back up. Where did you see where this says that it's for?
Page 70. What is it? Page. Well, it's 76, but it's not numbered, so if you can find 77. So it's on the right after the map.
Oh, 76 is in Mark 77, yes. But where,
right,
where is this language? That
basic services IA, or number 1A. Contractor shall provide services to client for consultation with respect to computing and imposing water impact fees.
Victim of a formatted document.
We can all agree that that paragraph will get corrected.
Well, I guess I'd like to know if you're going to extend this out, since how they already signed it, and I don't know if that's the proper person to be signing it because she's not even the owner of the company or anything, but extend the red area on the map all the way to 35th Street and not to exclude the right-of-way, which is the ditch that crosses into the Navajo Waterway, which would be a federal core jurisdictional area.
Okay.
And as far as the check marks, are we checking any of the items on page 82? There's three of them.
We would check all of them. We would check the last one.
I just want to know which ones we're checking, because if I'm voting on this, I'd like to know what we're doing.
I can do the last one.
We would be doing the last one? You would recommend? Okay. And then as far as picking a assured delineator versus a non-assured, the price is the same. Why go with the non-assured? That wasn't clear.
Because if we go with the assured, it takes longer for R.A. Smith to get to it because they have a different person, different process. And we can go with the non-assured and have,
okay,
DNR concur with it quicker than we can have R.A. Smith do the assured delineation.
I don't know. I Just for a little background history, I started off with a few areas of residents on 36th Street only wanting to solve a drainage problem. The survey was supposed to go out when they took it to Board of Public Works. That never happened. So I brought it to the council because they kept telling the residents they were going to put a survey out. So I brought it to the council to put a survey out. The survey, my understanding when you send a survey out, it's to be mailed. Did you mail the surveys out to residents?
No, and we've had this discussion why.
Right, so we ended up having a neighborhood meeting instead of what the motion said, and now we're involving the entire neighborhood. Could we have fixed the problem with the amount we're spending on a delineation on this? I mean, it's basically a little bit of piping.
We've had the discussion. If we just want to pipe 1 or 2 yards, we could avoid that, yes. If you want to fix the entire, at least the entire street, we need to go through this process.
Well, at this point, I'm not sure. We didn't have everyone in the whole neighborhood concerned about it, but now we do because we had the neighborhood meeting. And we also had some neighbors now that aren't so crazy about having a big stormwater basin next to a playground. I guess I don't have a great solution for this. I just know that it's taken a small project and it's become very complicated. I think a lot more neighborhood coordination has to happen. I'm fine with approving this delineation, I guess, but I'm not sure that this is really what the neighborhood was expecting or if that's really what we needed to do to make it this large of a project. I guess I'm going to lay this on you to figure it out, but, you know, I'm the one who gets all the phone calls about what are we doing, why are we putting in a basin, how come we're doing this, when are we doing it. It's getting to be a little big and a lot of calls. So what's your step after this delineation?
Then we can sit down with DNR and talk about what we could do for this basin. And in essence, then we would talk to a consultant to actually recompute the credit we might be able to get. To bring everybody up to speed, we have an MS4 requirement, and it was the entire neighborhood was modeled based on grass swales. So if we do something to remove grass swales, like say a pipe system, we lose credit for suspended solids removal. So the thought is we'd like to take this area and do something like a constructed wetland or bioswale or something to that effect, whatever would work, and then we'll get credit that we can use to construct a pipe system or something else up in the neighborhoods. But as of now, I can't do a major system because I would lose my suspended solids removal and violate my MS4 agreement.
Right, but the idea wasn't to do a major system. The idea was to take care of like 2 or 3 drainage yards, and that in the scheme of the nearly 36 square miles of the city of Franklin probably wouldn't have impacted your total suspended solids, your TS4.
And if you recall the last meeting we had with the resident, we asked if they would like us just to do a few yards, and their response was no, they'd like to see the whole a community system in place.
Yeah, that was one resident.
Let's try to move this along.
I know, but we're talking about an entire neighborhood now. I guess, what if you go through all this work and then you present this plan and you start with this stormwater basin and the neighbors get all up in arms and they don't want the basin at all? Then what are you going to do? I guess I think you almost need to have another neighborhood meeting to let them know where you're going with this.
Again, I can do a couple yards, but I can't do a significant system unless I get something in return for a credit.
So I'm suggesting that either do a mailing to update everybody in the neighborhood, since that's where it's at, or hold another neighborhood meeting.
What do you want to do with this item?
Well, that depends on if we're holding another neighborhood meeting before I vote on it.
Is there a motion to table this item?
You will, if I vote on this, you're going to hold the meeting. We got that?
I can do a meeting.
Yep. Okay. Motion to approve the service agreement with the technical changes.
Page one of the contract.
As needed.
Second.
Discussion of motion. For the record, Alderman Mayer has left his seat at
7:35.
Thank you. 7:35. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The opposed, motion carries. Move on to G5, Senior Citizens Travel Program. Mr. Ryan, you want to join us? Or accept and place on file.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
I'll second it.
Discussion on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Good report, Basil.
Item G6, Senior Citizens Semiannual Update. Presentation or motion to place on file?
Motion to place on file. Second.
They're so bashful. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Can I just want to make one comment? I mean, we can vote and I just
motion carries.
All right.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you. I just want to thank both Basil and Fred and Casper and, you know, for taking the time. Volunteering. I mean, if you're volunteering to come tonight, you know, no one's forcing you to. You guys are your own separate, you know, entities in that. And, you know, what you guys do for our seniors is important. So I want to thank you for doing that.
And Alderman Mayer has returned to his seat. Okay, motion carried. Unless there's an objection, let's do a few more. And then get the
keep rolling.
Conversation item.
Yeah.
Item G8, a communication systems agreement, Motorola
so
Solutions.
Moved.
Second.
Discussion. Mr. City Attorney.
And have some blanks to fill in, so subject to technical
that's my motion.
Additions.
I'll second that.
Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, motion carries. See you guys.
I have questions about it.
G9, authorization of Fire Chief and Director of Administration to finalize and execute an MOU with the...
So moved.
Second.
And I'll make the second motion to authorize reducing the fire.
Let's do one at a time. So yours is the first motion.
Yes.
You want to do?
Yep.
Alderman Mayer, first motion is your second. There's two motions.
First. This is my second, yes.
That's correct. There we go.
Correct.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
Motion authorized reducing the fire marshal staffing authorization by one and increasing the paramedic firefighter staffing authorization by one.
Second.
Discussion. Alderman Mayer.
I just want to point out that this is an excellent example. I'm rarely in favor of increasing administration staff as opposed to line staff. This is taking a position that was primarily administration and giving him line abilities to work in the line. So we've essentially added paramedic potential and firefighting potential to a person that before was.
Absolutely.
So I think this is a very good move.
And by the way, we did hire and swear at three new firefighters.
We'll get sworn at later.
Yeah. Probably have already.
Just let it all be known that they're younger than Adam. So, you know. Okay. Did we vote?
Not
yet.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10, a resolution to accept the temporary easement. Alderman Dandridge.
I'll make the motion to adopt the resolution to amend.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Let's hold 11, 12.
One.
Might be
okay. 181.
Back to G8. I'm sorry, G9.
Seven.
One of those numbers. G7. Discussion on regulation enforcement of the 4th of July parade. I do note that Anna Domsky is here, who is in charge of the parade. Without objection, we'll have her join us.
No objection.
Alderman Mayer?
A couple of points brought this up, a couple of discussions, a couple of things that I heard out in the community. Number one, the setting up of things ahead of time is clearly not safe when there's people pulling over on Loomis Road and carrying things and moving their chairs up. I mean, from a safety point of view, that's an issue, and it happens for days ahead of time. So that's one. Other things that Mayor and I talked about, maybe extending the route to give people more area to set up, to watch, to view. I don't know if the answer is to go more further up Loomis Road or to maybe go Forest Hill Avenue or something like that. So that's another. Other concerns that were brought to me also were the restroom facilities not being clean during the 4 days of the festival. So it's a kind of a conglomerate of a few issues. It kind of stemmed from the parade. That's what the mayor and I talked about on the 4th of July, and it kind of went from there. So I don't know what the answer is. I just think it needs to be looked at, and it's open for discussion.
It will be looked at, because this is, I'm going to be taking it over. The woman who had it before has a lot of, she had a lot of hand-holding. I can solve the gap problem, I think. It was just a matter of things were, when the officers start out the parade, all the dignitaries go through the fire trucks, it then turns into a matter of, it turns into a matter of people then. The system she had, it would go east-west to 4, and then it would go west-west to 3, and east-west. And it's a whole maze of these people coming at you, and they weren't allowed to move until you were stood in front of them and allowed them to move. We can't do that. This is a parade. It's not rocket science. People know how to handle themselves on a street. What I want to do is have people set up in shifts versus having everybody come at 10 o'clock and set up where you've got your first unit starting and you've got your last unit sitting there for 2.5 hours before they get to move. That's too long. People are fidgety. They get rude when you start talking to them. So what I want to do is have the first 20 to 25 people or first units start out to meet between 10 and 10:30, have that side of the road getting filled up. The next half hour, have the second side of the road. That way we don't have semis coming down the middle of the street where we have kids that are running around because they're more concerned about getting their candy and everything else. So at least we can put some noticeable controlled chaos, for lack of a better word, and then people can then have their time to talk and greet each other. I don't know what the purpose of the system she had. To her, it was much easier. This last year, it was just horrendous. It's a lot of information that's given to these people, and they don't know what to do with it. It's too much information, so they're confused. So you've got so many numbering systems. These people are getting a number, a color. You're on the left side of the street. You're on the right side of the street. You come at 10, you come at 10:30. Simple as that. And when the police start off the parade, the whole line's going to go. You're going to keep a 3-second gap. We're not going to keep, she had, I believe it was 12, 10 to 12. They want car lengths in between. We can't do that. That is way too much. You keep, and I understand it is, for some people it's stressful to drive in this, but put the car in low gear and relax. I mean, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be an enjoyable time. Take your time and take care of it. I mean, I like I say, I don't understand a lot of the logistics of what she had and why, but they are changing. People running in between and trying to get, you know, kids wanting to get the candy. I don't think we can stop people from throwing candy. We can advise them not to. I had a woman who went at me, and she literally overhand threw candy at people. This poor little kid got hit in the head. So I walked up to the car and told her, you know, you're not supposed to be doing it. I didn't do that. And then, of course, called me a profanity, which I won't repeat, and thought, okay, you're off the list next year. But